From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is pushing to get an arms treaty with Russia ratified before Congress leaves for the holidays, but some Republicans are pushing back. GOP Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas is among those who fear the treaty could limit U.S. options. She spoke on the Senate floor this weekend.
I would hate for it to be on our watch that we lowered the defenses of the United States because we are being rushed into ratifying a treaty.
That issue is wording in the treaty's preamble that critics say would allow Russia to withdraw from the deal if the U.S. develops a missile defense system in Europe. Yesterday, Senate Democrats held off an amendment by Republicans that would have forced the U.S. to reopen negotiations with Russia. The Senate has been busy this weekend. As NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, the Senate also passed a bill to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell and shot down a move to set young illegal immigrants on a path to being U.S. citizens.
The Senate on Saturday voted to abolish the 17-year-old law banning gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. President Obama says he'll sign the measure into law this week. Many former service members, including Mike Albee, who was discharged under the Clinton-era policy, say it's long overdue.
Wow, what a day. Long time in the making, a long, hard process.
Conservatives say it does not reflect how the rank and file feel about the policy. Sponsors of the DREAM Act fell 5 votes shy of the necessary votes to bypass mostly Republican opposition to a bill allowing illegal immigrants to become citizens if they enroll in college or join the military. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The UN Security Council will meet in emergency session today as tensions simmer between North and South Korea. Linda Fasulo reports that it was Russia that requested the closed-door meeting.
Russia and China have both called on South Korea to back away from its planned military exercise on a border island that North Korea shelled last month. While urging caution, the United States has endorsed the South's right to hold such a military operation. The exercise was called off Saturday because of bad weather, but South Korea says it will conduct the one-day defensive maneuver sometime in the next few days. North Korea is warning that Seoul could face catastrophe if it does not cancel the operation. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson is in North Korea. He calls the situation a tinderbox and is urging restraint by both sides. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Attacks in separate parts of Afghanistan today have killed at least 10 members of the Afghan security forces. Militants attacked an army recruitment center in the north today. There was also an attack in the capital, the first major one there in months. This is NPR News. The former Soviet Republic of Belarus is holding elections today for president. Alexander Lukashenko is expected to remain in office. He's been in power since 1994 and is sometimes called the last dictator in Europe. Jens Eschenbacher is an election observer in Belarus. He says election fraud is a concern.
An important principle for every election is transparency. This is essential for the public to have trust in the honesty of an election.
Belarus election observer Jens Eschenbacher, Lukashenko's opponents, are calling for a march this evening to protest what they say is a heavily rigged vote. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says a U.S. Border Patrol agent murdered Tuesday night in Arizona was pursuing drug smugglers at the time of the killing. Napolitano's comments came while on a trip to Arizona, as Mark Moran reports from member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
Napolitano says the agent, 40-year-old Brian Terry, was among a team trying to apprehend what's known as a RIP crew, a group of smugglers who act as bandits. They wait for illegal immigrants to make it across the border, then hold them up for cash or drugs they may be carrying into the United States. Despite this killing, Napolitano cited FBI statistics showing that violent crime along the border is down sharply in recent years, including in Arizona, Texas, California, and New Mexico. Napolitano, who was governor of Arizona before becoming Homeland Security Secretary, says the border is a much different place than it was even 5 years ago, and credits the Border Patrol with gains in security and illegal immigrant apprehensions. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
And you're listening to NPR News.